I'm John from Game Life Balance US, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other geeky podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness commences in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to episode 105, a better podcast.
Sorry, hold on. One sec. Do it again.
Okay. Hello and welcome to episode 105, a better podcasting.
One sec.
What's going on, man?
Do one more time.
All right. Hello and welcome to episode 105, a better podcasting. On today's show...
Give me a sec.
Dude.
Okay, guys, just give me about an hour. I'm going to do my podcast, and then we'll come play. Sound like a deal?
Okay, sounds good.
Hugs.
Cute kids.
All right, I'm good to go now. This time for real.
Okay, here we go. Hello and welcome to episode 105 of Better Podcasting. On today's show, we talk about how to podcast when you've got kids.
In this week's Better Podcasting download, we're going to spot SP on Spotify, and we're going to talk about how Blueberry acquired somebody, and they definitely let us know about it.
And finally, in this week's Better Pod Back, we take your podcasting news.
Lauren, let's go now so I can go talk to my kids again.
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Welcome to the 105th episode of Better Podcasting. I am Stephen John Drew, and with me, of course, is Stargate Pioneer.
Please call me SP. This is going to be a fun episode. Really had a fun time last week, by the way. If you want to go check that out, Better Podcasting number 104. We talk about telling your story, when to do it, when not to do it, and more importantly, what to say while you're doing it. So this week, we've got another great show coming at you. We're just going to have fun. And oh, by the way, talking about fun, Steven, you've got that Zoom L12 back today, right?
Yeah, if you haven't checked out our previous shows, I have a cool device called the Zoom L12, which is a very complex digital recorder and mixer. A lot of fun. If you want to go ahead and check it out, go to geeks.link/gunnageekgear. That's www.geeks.link/gunnageekgear, and you can see a walkthrough video that I did. Well, unfortunately, I had a bit of a problem with it, and so I had to send it in for warranty service, and this is day number 16, I believe it is.
Day 16 of Zoom L12 watch.
Yeah, and so in theory, it's coming back to sweet, sweet Gunna Geek Studios, Canada tomorrow, in theory. Now, it's been across the border. It went back and it's come back across the border, and there's been all sorts of border stuff. So who knows? Might not show up, but fingers crossed. I want to get it back so I can play a little bit more with it. So if you're interested in the Zoom L12, please do check that out. Again, that's www.geeks.link/gunnageekgear. You can go ahead and see that there. And if you have questions, ask me, and I will do a future follow-up about it.
Yeah, lots of great stuff. We'll tell the full story, hopefully, when Steven gets it back next week. But we have our eyes on the prize, waiting for that Zoom L12 to come back. In the meantime, I actually got some great gear this week myself. I noticed I had a camelcamelcamel.com alert out, and I saw that the Samsung Q2U went on sale. This is the last microphone in the USB XLR dynamic family that the Audio-Technica AT2005 ATR2100, and the Knox podcast microphone. There's the four microphones in the family. This was the last one I didn't have, so guess what? I have it. As you can tell, it's not unboxed. It's still in the box. I haven't had time to do anything with it yet. As Stephen was saying, keep your eyes on the Gonna Geek Gear YouTube channel, and we should be having a video on there at some point in time. And also, I do plan to do a full roundup of all four microphones in some sort of test so you can hear them back to back with each other.
Can you also do me a favor, and can you switch the grills on all of them and then switch them again just so we can hear them with different grills?
I can do that as four different grills, four microphones. That's a lot of different combinations.
Yeah, I want all the combinations. All of them.
I'll do it. Just for you. And I don't know if it'll end up on YouTube, but yeah, I will definitely do that. That's actually not a bad idea, because we've noticed that the foam padding, the windscreen that's actually inside the top of the microphone capsule, is different from microphone to microphone. And I wonder if both the shape and the type and depth of the foam actually changes even the other microphone's recording pattern. So we'll check that out.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and talk about our main topic, which is about babies. What? Yes, there is a phrase that I often hear used around the world of podcasting, and well, there might be a little bit of merit to it. Just gotta say, we don't totally agree here on Better Podcasting, and that's right, that this is a phrase that I actually also have personal issue with, and the phrase is that babies are, quote, podcast killers, end quote. Heard that said a lot, that babies are podcast killers, and we are here to say that we don't agree. And if you are somebody who has kids or thinking about having kids or are going to have kids and you're a podcaster, we're here to tell you that things will be right okay. We're going to go through some tips and some tricks today on why babies are not podcast killers.
That's right. And we're specifically going through this topic right now because we have to announce today that Steven is going to be my baby mama.
Yeah. So anyways, well, babies might technically kill things. You know, they might kill your sleep pattern, or they might kill even your fish. You know, rest in peace, Goldie Goldfish. It happens. They're not going to kill your podcast if you don't let them.
And even if you don't have a child, listen to these tips, because they will definitely be able to improve your podcasting, and you'll see why. You'll hear why. Just hang on for a second.
So let's start off with a clip, because we've solicited some clips.
Hey, SP and Steven, this is Usually Dave from the Digital Soup Podcast. We saw you guys put out a notice saying you're looking for a little bit of information about how babies are these vicious podcast killers. And, you know, we do have some advice about that. We actually talked about it on one of our previous shows. Jason, why don't you let them know what that is?
I can't afford that. I got kids.
Okay, how about some real advice?
Yeah, no, we're just kidding around. Of course, kids and podcast, definitely, it doesn't have to be a deal breaker. In fact, all three of us here at the Digital Soup Podcast have kids of our own. None of them are real young anymore, so we're kind of past that stage of having a newborn in the house. But Jason, what would you say is some good advice for any podcaster who is either becoming a parent or trying to podcast with young children?
Well, the very first thing you need to do, and this is what the three of us did, is we had to find a time where either the kids were not at home or they're already in bed, because not only would you be interrupted constantly, but some of us, I think actually all three of us, record in our basements. So if kids are awake, they are running on the floors right above us. And that is picked up by our mics hardcore. So
that's
what we've decided, is we've picked a time, and it's Monday evenings, to actually record when the kids are actually already in bed. Mm-hmm. And then the next step is the editing. It's also, you don't want to be interrupted while you're doing that. And I have done it, and it is kind of a pain because every 2 seconds I'm taking my headphones off and answering a question. So for me, what I usually do is Tuesday morning after I drop the kids off at school, I come home and then about 3 hours or so, I bust out the podcast in complete quiet. My wife is upstairs usually editing photos and stuff. So I'm left alone. And that's my next piece of advice is just find a time where you can actually get away if you have a significant other. And usually when you have kids, you have a significant other. Make sure that they're not upset that you're, you know, hiding down in the basement for a long time. Mm-hmm. So make sure that they, you know, it's a time where they're doing something and then you are able to get your stuff done.
And this is Adam, and I will kind of echo what you're saying and expand on it a little bit. I think agreed if you have a partner involved, if it's your wife, if it's your husband or whoever, making sure that they have a good understanding and are supportive of your podcast is really key, because honestly, if, you know, any married people out there will probably agree with this. If your spouse is not on board with something you're doing, it's not very good. It's right. It can be miserable. And so talk to your spouse, come up with that time that will work, and just kind of make sure they understand where you're coming from on it and kind of what the expectation is. Setting the expectation clear and upfront is going to be really key. And then there's an additional challenge with a baby because they're new, they're tiny, and they require a lot more attention than the older kids. So it will be a challenge. And, you know, work with your if you've got other people on your podcast, work with them to help establish that time.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, and I think this is usually Dave again. And just to wrap it up, what these guys are saying, that's exactly our approach. But the one thing to remember is having kids doesn't have to mean it's a death blow to your podcasting career, especially if it's a hobby that
it's
you
just
love.
Your life.
No. But I mean, it's definitely something you can work around with newborns. Like Adam was saying, there's a lot more attention that's required, but newborns and small children do also still love to take naps. They love to sleep a lot. And so very often you can make sure that you are hearing them. You know, get your work done while they're sleeping. Even if you have to break that podcast up into a couple chunks to record it, there's ways around it. And as with any hobby that you're into and you're passionate about, if you really want to do it, you'll find a time in the schedule to do it. I know the one perk about it as a podcast related story, parent story, is that I don't know for you guys, but for my kids, they are both under 10. And for them, the idea of me doing this podcast and putting it out on the internet where people all over the world can hear me, they think I'm kind of famous, which is kind of funny. But, you know, that's one great thing about it is don't let it stop you, because you don't realize how much of a big deal this makes you look to your kids and stuff too. And it's awesome to kind of soak that in while you can. So don't let it stop you.
And I'm the opposite. I have 3 daughters, 9, 7, and 5, and they think the podcast is the stupidest thing ever. And why does daddy do it?
Well, you never know. But you know, it's all about just having fun with it and just embrace it and just stick with it, because if there's a will, there's a way, as they like to say. And so from Digital Soup, we just like to tell you, keep on at it, find the time, figure out what works best for you, work with your other host. And most importantly, like Adam said, work with your spouse and your family to make sure you're not taking that valuable time away from them. But realize, let them know that there are going to be some times when you just need to take a couple hours each week to work on something. So
final,
you guys have anything else?
My final thought, take care of yourself, get sleep. And don't worry, you'll get more later. You'll recover.
Yep. More kids or
more sleep. In time, you give it a few years, you'll be able to get some sleep again. It'll be great.
Absolutely. Well, SP and Steven, hopefully that gives you a little info and helps those out that are in that situation. From all of us here at Digital Soup Podcast, we want to wish all of the new parents out there who are also podcasters the best of luck. Stick with it. And most of all, just have fun. Take care, guys.
Digital Soup out.
Thank you so much to James, Fred, and usually Josh over at the Digital Soup Podcast.
They certainly dove right into that. Thank you very much, guys, for giving us your take on podcasting with kids. You guys have kids that are just basically a lot younger than me.
You know what? I got the names wrong. It's Jason, Adam, and usually Dave. It's that Sleep. I thought it was Fred. Darn.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I got no sleep. Because I have kids.
Honestly, I don't listen to the guys, so I was just so joking, taking your word for it.
All kidding aside, they have excellent points in here, and I gotta say, one of the things that I think was really neat that they brought up was the fact that your kids can look at podcasting with the same passion that you have too. As a hobbyist, that's why I do this, is for the passion of podcasting. And I gotta tell you that I got a son who is absolutely in love with the idea of podcasting. Even when I recorded that bit at the top of the show there, he was having a hoot doing that. So it's a really, really neat idea and a great example on how you can even bring your kids into your podcasting. Even if it's not technically on your podcast, you can still make a podcasting part of their life because they might be interested too. So thanks so much to Jason, Adam, and Usually Dave from the Digital Soup Podcast. They are on the Gonna Geek Network as well, by the way.
Yes, they are. Thank you guys very much. And Steven, we actually have another clip to play from another podcaster who's a parent.
All right. This one's from Jay.
Hey, this is Jay from Gallifrey Public Radio. And as many listeners are probably aware at this point, I am a parent podcaster. I have three boys who range from 6 to 15. And I've been doing this for about 5 years. So I've had a wide range of ages to deal with while I'm doing this. And if I could give any advice to to anyone that's about to have a kid or anything like that, just understand that real life comes first. There are so many instances where it's going to interrupt your normal schedule. It's going to cause problems. It's going, all of that is secondary. All this podcasting, this is a hobby for us. And you have to understand that it takes place after real life responsibilities. So as frustrating as it can be sometimes, believe me, those times when, you know, you have to get up and feed the baby, or you have to do all of these mundane tasks as a parent, those are things that you're going to cherish later on. And you're never once going to think, I would trade those memories with my kid in for, you know, just 15 more minutes recording a podcast or something. You have to cherish those moments. So if I could give any advice, it's just remember that real life absolutely comes first. A great example of this is when I was interviewing Jeremy Bullock a few years ago for the podcast. And this is somebody that I'd looked up to the vast majority of my life. And I was really trying to put my best face forward. And I was on my best behavior. And I was not fanboying at all, I hope. You know, I was really, really striving to make this a professional interview and something that, you know, he felt I wasn't wasting his time, that kind of thing. And so while we're doing this and I'm struggling to make this as good as I can, you hear from across the hallway one of my children yelling, "Hey, Dad, come wipe my butt." You can imagine how absolutely mortified I was at this. This is a perfect example of why you have to understand how to roll with the punches, because having kids is not going to destroy your podcasting, but it is going to take some flexibility to adapt to it. It's just going to alter the experience, not completely destroy it. So as long as you can remember how to roll with the punches and just keep moving forward, you're always going to be great.
So let's be totally honest here. That is like pretty much the best hobby podcaster story right there. Don't you think? Like, how can you top that ever?
Come wipe my butt. Well, I'll tell you one thing is that you can try to mitigate those sorts of interruptions through technology, but it's not going to be perfect. So if you get a dynamic cardioid microphone, if you get a noise gate, yeah, they'll help. But if the kid's yelling loud enough, you're going to hear straight through that. You're definitely going to hear that. Come wipe my butt, Dad. We've all been there as parents, by the way. So this is something not new for those of you that are not parents yet and are looking forward to that in the future. This is the sort of thing that is going to be a part of your life in the future. Thank you so much, Jay, for sharing that. That was great. But Jay, by the way, is the actual originator of Gallifrey Public Radio. It is the Doctor Who podcast on the GunnaGeek.com network. And they have hundreds of episodes, and he has a lot of experience, as well as Jay was also co-host on the Starling Tribune. So he has hundreds of episodes of experience. He should know what he's talking about, especially with the three boys. The oldest boy is 15. So when the boy oldest boy becomes 16, then you have the whole driving thing going on too. So good luck there, Jay.
Next up, we've got one from a podcaster, a new parent podcaster. They just entered this past year, and guess what? We're proud to have them in the club. Kier, your parent podcasting membership cards are in the mail. If you haven't got them yet, let me know. I'll resend them.
Hey, everybody. It's Kier from Gallifrey Public Radio and in defense of. I just wanted to speak out as a parent podcaster with a 9-month-old in the house. There are absolutely some sort of pearls of wisdom that I might convey to anyone who's either about to have a child and is already podcasting, or has a child and is thinking about getting into podcasting, coming at it from either direction. A few things to sort of bear in mind here. I call them the three S's. Support, scheduling, and soundproofing. Support is going to be the most critical. Whoever it is that you've got in the household that's helping keep an eye on your infant or young child while you're recording, whether it be for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour plus, they are as important to your podcast as your voice. In all honesty, they are invaluable, and they deserve all the thanks and all the support in the world for what they're doing to try to keep things quiet while you're in your recording sessions. So that leads into scheduling. If it's a matter of knowing, well, okay, maybe getting a feeding in about 15, 20 minutes before recording starts will keep the little one a little more sated, or a little less likely to yelp out at random or something that you know is going to happen from time to time. And that kind of leads to the third as well, soundproofing, that you might bear in mind. It could be something as simple as, and I've done this, getting a moving blanket from any sort of a rent-a-car, rent-a-truck sort of company like that, and tacking it to the ceiling just behind your microphone and chair where you're doing your recording does quite a bit to kill a little bit of ambient noise. You don't actually have to lock yourself away in a coat closet somewhere, but that doesn't hurt. And eventually you may step up to doing things like getting foam sound baffles as a backdrop behind you or things of that sort. But it all circles back around to whoever your support is in the house who's taking the baby, the toddler, the young child to the opposite side of the house behind three closed doors and doing all they can to keep things quiet for you. Be patient. There will be things that make it into your audio track. Own it. Just own it. You know, you've got a little one in the house. Be proud of it. They are the most important person in your life. So if you get a little bit of an outcry from time to time, that's all right. You know, make it part of your routine. Make it part of your explanation and part of your conversation if you want to. Occasionally work that into the topic for your podcast. We've done that on numerous occasions too. So it's not a perfect system. It really isn't. But there's ways to be able to work with it and just remind yourself that you're juggling two very different, disparate, and not exactly, mutually beneficial, pastimes there as parenting and podcasting. The two can meet in the middle somewhere, and you'll get through it. Don't let your podcasting get in the way of your parenting, and don't let your parenting discourage you from podcasting because they can function side by side, even if they don't like to look each other in the eye very often. But and have a great time doing it, both of them. Stephen, Stargate, thank you so much for your outreach. Hope this is in any way helpful, and we'll be hearing you out there. Cheers.
So SP, before we address the feedback, first off, I actually got up. For the audio listeners, I got up and locked myself in that coat closet that he talked about, and you couldn't hear me. I don't understand that. I went in the closet, I started speaking, and you couldn't hear me.
I think that's what his intention was, is to get you in your coat closet so that the listener for Better Podcasting would not have to hear you anymore.
Oh, I'm supposed to have the microphone with me. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Dang it, you figured it out.
here from Gallifrey Public Radio, as well as In Defensive podcast, both available on the Gonna Geek Network. Thanks so much for recording that. You've got some really solid advice, and I like how you broke it down to your three S's as well. And the soundproofing thing, I will be totally honest, it is something that is more of a consideration when you do have little ones. And it might not be the traditional soundproofing that you think of with the blankets and the foam panels and stuff. It might be the simple thing as a light fixture. Hint, I'm speaking from personal advice on this here. I had to switch a light fixture because the other one was rattling too much.
And also you had to switch a light fixture out because your kids actually broke the one light fixture. So yeah, it happens with kids. Kier, that was awesome advice. By the way, last month I had a chance to see Kier and his family, and his son is adorable. Just love that little guy. He's incredible, and he's got no chance. He's got geek fandom all over him. It's going to happen for him, and whether he wants it or not, and possibly in the future, he'll be a podcaster. So we'll see about that. But Kier had some solid advice there. I've actually seen Kier's studio, and I've seen what he has done in the past for soundproofing with the moving blanket tacked up right behind him. That is incredibly useful if you can get away with it. It is not in any shape, means, or forms visually appeasing, but sound-wise, it's great. So if that works for you, that works for you.
Let's go ahead and move on to a video clip for you video viewers from Amos.
Hi, I'm Amos from the Undaunted and Ritual Misery podcasts, and I'm a proud parent podcaster. My kids range in age from 17 to 4, and if I have any advice for new parents, whether you come into it by way of birth or by way of marriage or adoption, or you just have a new kid running around the house, include your family in the podcast that you do. They don't necessarily have to be on screen or on voice, but have them as part of the show and tell stories about them and include them in all of your activities, but especially podcasting. It's fun for you. It can be fun for them. And it will endear you to your listeners and viewers. So that's my advice. And I was hoping to have a new recording to add in here about my daughter, Autumn, the 4-year-old, telling you stories. But they just rehooked up the Wii, and she's a little stuck with Mario right now. So there you go. Enjoy.
Thanks so much for that. And absolutely include your family, just like any other hobby. Remember, if you're doing this, whether it is as a hobby or elsewise, if you have another activity that's not podcasting, the chances are you're going to include your family in it in some form. So apply that to podcasting.
Yep. Just and as far as telling your stories on the air, as we said last week, just be careful about what you divulge and what you don't divulge. If you're not live, you can definitely control that a lot more than if you are live. And even if you are live, the finished published version can be edited and you can take that out. So just be advised that if you are live, it goes out live. And just a consideration, once again, Better Podcasting episode 104 for all the considerations with that. In the meantime, ages 17 through 4. Wow, that's almost like being a grandparent with your adult kids still in the house.
Let's go to our last clip that we have from the one and only Emily Prokop. She is our recurring correspondent here on Better Podcasting and just all around good person.
Hey, this is Emily Prokop from The Story Behind, and this is how I podcast with kids. Sometimes he's just on my lap and we're looking into a camera and he's perfectly happy looking at his own face in it. Or I have a very supportive husband named Mark who will take the kids and take them out of the house, which is the best part, so that they don't make noise upstairs, because of course we have a jumpy thing for him right above where I record. And so he takes them out of the house, takes them to his parents, and entertains them. And that's how I record with kids. I know. Yeah. Sometimes you ruin recordings. Do you know that? He doesn't care. He's pretty happy to be a baby. One day he will be a podcaster and he will understand just how loud he is. And I will make sure to stomp on the floor. Yeah. Every time you try to record. How about that?
All right. So audio listeners, I will say, if you want to go on over to youtube.com/GunnaGeek and watch the video version of this, Emily absolutely had her son on her lap and it was hilarious. It was cute. And yeah, he just has this look that he just doesn't care how much that he hurts the recording.
I don't think he doesn't care. I think he intentionally does it because she told him, oh, you've ruined some podcasts. And he looked at her and then he smirked. So yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Which I got to say, I love the idea of retaliating with their podcasts down the road. I hadn't thought about this till your clip, and I'm definitely doing that. I'm going to get my son set up with a podcast. And they're just going to come in and start, hey, 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 hey. And that's what I'm going to do. And just wreck it. But great clip. And also, I will say that I can relate to the jumping story. I also record below a level of the house. And we used to have a jumper. And that was my wife and I had an agreement. The jumper was off limits while I was recording.
Yeah. And as far as the retaliation, by the way, I've actually been down that road already. And retaliation comes in forms where you had no idea that you'd be in that position, but you take advantage of it because you're like, oh, remember that time 15 years ago? Yeah, this is payback time.
Well, thank you to everybody who did go and send us in clips. We do greatly appreciate that. And before we do close down on this topic, SP and I will just quickly touch base ourselves because it's something that is near and dear to both of us. We both have talked about it before that hobbies, this is a hobby for us and our family does take priority. So SP and myself are in very different points in our lives. If you didn't know this, SP has older kids. I have younger kids. SP has some that have left the house. My kids, I'm trying to get to leave the house more often. So very different parts in our life. And we're going to go and just give our sort of take. We'll start off with Stargate Pioneer since he is the senior citizen. I mean, the more experienced podcaster here right now.
Just because my beard is turning gray. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Kids have impacted my podcasting hobby because that's what it is, hobby. And if you do it for a business and you do it from home, they're going to impact it too as well. I have had a lot of things impact podcasting. I've had sports team trips impact podcasting. I've had graduations, proms, competitions, everything that has impacted podcasting. You just have to roll with it. Try to make your schedules in advance. Try to do things like that. But there are last minute things that happen too. Like, oh, dad, my computer broke and I need to do it. I need it for a project or I need the information. Well, then we're going to change everything and I'm going to fix that and I'm going to push my podcasting to the side. So here's my advice all around here. First of all, I do have a rule in the house. We collectively came up with the rule. If my office door is shut, and I have a small office in my house, it's basically a walk-in closet. If the door is closed, that means I am recording and you can come get me, but it's got to be an emergency. If the door is open, come get me anytime. I will stop what I'm doing at any point in time. That's just some family rules we've made up and they've worked well. And yes, there have been some emergencies where I have had to, there's been two podcasts specifically where I've had to leave at the drop of a notice. I just texted my co-host and said, I'm out. You guys finish it. I have stuff I have to figure out. And everything was fine from those, by the way, but I did have to leave at that point in time. Provide other activities while you are recording. Make sure that they are doing something else, whether it's just watching TV, doing homework, whether it's practicing for whatever they're doing. And if it's a lot of activity, make sure it's not right above you because you will hear that. Just make sure they have other activities going on while you are recording, because if not, they will come bug you, say they're hungry, say they're bored, whatever. So just keep that in mind, especially the younger they are, like the 10, 12 year old age, that would be something that you would want to do. I will agree with absolutely everybody else that said it so far. Family is priority. They are priority number one. Podcasting is number two. Even if it's for business, podcasting is number two. Family is always number one. Family will win every time for me. And I think Steven's the same way. I will also agree with a lot of the other people. Make sure that you include them however it is. If it is just experiencing what you're podcasting about, say you're podcasting about a TV show, say you're podcasting about a movie or comics, something, a trip to the zoo, say you're podcasting about animals or zoology, you can include your kids in that. If not for the actual podcast, for the events around the podcasting. And then if you have a creative child, make sure that they are in on their artwork. I will also say, since I have older kids, they all have their own microphones. And this is so that they can be included in podcasts whenever they want to. I have kids that live out of state. I have kids that live in state. Doesn't matter. They have their own microphones. It's all like the ATR 2100 or the AT2005. So they can just plug that USB in and go for it. And if you need help because you have kids, and you have co-hosts, your co-hosts can come in and help you as well. So I just want to say that I podcast out of my hobby time. It's like going to the bar. I don't drink. So this is like going to the bar for me. So this is my fun time. So I'm not really taking any time away from the family. This is the time that I've reserved for me. And make sure you take time out every year to spend time with your family. Make sure you take vacations with your family to spend time with them, because you only get them once. And as somebody that's on the reverse side of that once, those memories, you only have one chance to make it. So make sure you take the chance to make those memories. Also, I will say that my podcasting skills have helped my kids with projects. They have saved audio stuff. They have saved video stuff for the kids. So my ability and my knowledge to podcasts has actually helped my kids in school and their activities. And take care of you. I know it was said before, make sure you take care of you, take care of your health, work out, take vitamins, eat well, get enough sleep, because you have to take care of yourself so that you can function well on the podcast, as well as take care of your family. Your voice has to be good. So if you're sick all the time, your voice is going to be crap. And you just need all around to be healthy. So make sure you're taking care of you. And here's the last thing I want to say before I turn it over to Steven, is that every night, no matter how late it is, no matter how long I've been working on podcasts, every night with the kids that are still in the house, I will go into their rooms and kiss them goodnight. So I make sure that I maintain that connection with my kids every day, no matter what's going on.
Excellent advice, and very applicable if you do have kids and podcast. For me, I'm a little bit different. SP's talking about all these things like, you know, kids getting in accidents and kids getting, you know, wrecking personal property because they're old and they're big and, you know, teenager and all that stuff. But I got the little kids. So I got the little gremlin. I mean, the little children. And it's been interesting for me because I actually had kids while I was podcasting. So my take is a little bit different because I was a podcaster before I had kids. And then I had kids and now I'm a podcasting parent. And I got to say that, number one, the first piece of advice that I have is be realistic with your expectations and realize that this is something that you're doing for fun, is podcasting, and your family is also fun. So make sure that you apply that to everything you do and be totally, totally realistic with your expectations and know that your podcasting will not take priority over your family. And the other thing that I want to super mention is that I really like the advice that you have to have support of your family. This is a huge important part of my life. I have to have my wife's support on what I do, and she does support it. She lets me come down and go away from the family while she's watching two little rugrats as I record. And so absolutely without her support, I wouldn't be able to do this. In fact, she's so supportive of my habits. I got a little story that I authentically did kind of sort of remotely participate in a podcast while she was in the hospital room prepping to have our first child. Okay, the joke, it's true story, but the long story short was she was induced and there was a lot of time just sitting around and it was totally set by my co-host to take care of it. But we were streaming a little bit live at the time and I said, hey guys, I can make you go live. I can multi-track this still. I'm sitting around doing nothing. I got my phone. I can remote into my home system and make it happen. So it's fun. It's fun to tell that story because, honestly, if the circumstances were any different at all, I have not a chance would it have happened. But we were sitting down around waiting for a baby to come and we were both on our phones. So I was like, yeah, I'll just remote in home. So she thought that that was a neat story too. The other thing that I want to make sure to point out is that I always make sure to take time off for my kids, and I took time off when I had kids. If you're about to have a kid, figure something out for your podcast to not have to podcast for at least a couple of weeks, because having a newborn in your family, even if you have kids already, it's a very new experience. You're learning this infant, you're learning things about him or her, and this is something that you want to not have to worry about your podcast. So whether that's prepping a bunch of episodes in the can, whether it's announcing you're going to take some time off, it's important. I did that for both of my kids, and I will say that it was awesome to have, and I had such a supportive group both times. And this is something that is really important, and I would say if you're planning on having, or if you are having a kid and you have not yet planned to take time off, that is the first thing you need to do right now, is figure out how you're going to tackle that, because you want the time off. And the last thing that you want is being strapped for time for your podcast, as well as trying to take care of your kids. And also, another piece is, don't feel like you have to directly include your kids with your podcast live. And what I mean by that is actually on your show. That's okay. You can keep it a secret. You might just have them involved with your show behind the scenes. But I'll give you an example of that. When I had my first kid, my co-host knew all about it. I didn't want to mention it public facing. I wanted that to be a secret until I ended up having the child, having my son. Well, I'll just call him the child. That's really respectful, right? Having my son. And I was okay with that decision. So there we go. That's an example of that. And finally, my last piece of advice, be honest with your hosts and those who are involved with your podcast, because you want to tell them straight up, my family is more important than you. And if you can't have that conversation, then you might want to look at your podcast, because if you cannot have a kid come into the world without the support of your co-hosts, what does that say about your co-hosts? Let's be honest. Now, even if you run into a situation and your co-hosts are saying, well, I don't know how to do this, figure it out in advance. Give them some tutorials on how to edit. Give them a crash course, a video, whatever it is, so that they can be there. And feel free to say no. If they say, well, could you still do the editing? Say no. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen, and just be honest. So that's my advice as somebody who has had kids while I've been podcasting, and I will say that the balance is huge. The passion for podcasting is there, but the passion for my family is greater. And I will point out that during these clips, there were several gaps that I could have removed, but I intentionally left them because I think it just shows how all of us podcasters who are parents are so passionate about the subject. There's a huge tone through all of it. You can hear how passionate we are about this, that you are okay to podcast and have kids around. Kids are not podcast killers, and if you still think that they're podcast killers after listening to this episode, go re-listen to the episode again, because they are not. We are all podcasting parents.
They are indeed. And then, Stephen, another benefit of you podcasting, especially when you're on the road, is that guess what? Your kids can actually turn on the TV, because we stream to YouTube, and your wife can turn on YouTube, and they can actually watch Daddy on the TV. So that is
That's true, actually. Extra
special. Yeah,
absolutely. So tell us your podcasting parent story. Please get in touch with us through any of the ways. You can head on over to betterpodcasting.com. You can also tweet us at betterpod, or go to facebook.com/betterpodcasting and let us know what your podcasting parent story is. Let's go ahead and get in to our download.
Welcome to this week's Better Podcasting Download.
Picture this. The year is 2015. A slightly younger Stargate Pioneer, still an old Stargate Pioneer, has a couple of podcasts. Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well as Voices of Defiance.
Wait a minute. Young SP was actually following older SP's advice of only doing two shows?
Yeah.
What went wrong?
I don't know. So younger Stargate Pioneer, because again, not young Stargate Pioneer, but younger Stargate Pioneer, has these two shows. And while he may know myself, Stephen John Drew, he wasn't even doing Better Podcasting yet. So what does he do? He's using Libsyn and he says, hey, I've heard of this service called Spotify, and I see that Libsyn's helping me submit myself to Spotify. Let me go ahead and contact my good pal, Rob Walsh, over at Libsyn. At the time, he didn't even know who Rob Walsh was, but he still contacted his pal, Rob Walsh, sent off the information, and then, yeah, we move ahead, and it's November 5th, 2017, and he still hadn't heard anything at all. Yeah, that's right. Between 2015 and November 5th, 2017, he heard nothing. So the good news is November 6, 2017 comes along and SP opens up his email to this.
Hello, congratulations. Your show is one Spotify is interested in for their podcast offerings. Your Spotify destination is now created for your show slug, Voices of Defiance. The following link is the instructions for setting up that destination. And there is a PDF link given. Please set this up ASAP. Once you have set up your destination, you would publish like you would normally do on Libsyn. Spotify is now just another destination you have available. If you are not using the Libsyn publishing tools, please let us know. You must be using the Libsyn publishing tools. Extra note, per the Libsyn Terms of Service and the Spotify Terms of Service, all music on your podcast must be PodSafe music. If any of your music, even 1 second, is not PodSafe, then it is in violation of both companies' Terms of Service. After you set up your destination for Spotify and you accepted the terms and clicked Save, your show then should be live in Spotify within 2 weeks. Initially, it will be live in the iOS and Android app for about 23 countries, including the US, UK, Germany, and Sweden. Please let us know if you have any questions. And again, congrats on having your show selected. Regards, Libsyn. So a couple things here. First of all, my application, I went back in my email and confirmed my application was May 23rd, 2015. So that's like 2.5 years, almost to the day, you know, a couple weeks off, but 2.5 years from my initial application to this. And second of all, Voices of Defiance, it's not an active show. It's pod-faded. The show that we were doing it about was canceled by Sci-Fi. We haven't done an episode in months, 9 months or something like that. I can't remember the exact date, but it was earlier this year. And it was mainly that somebody else did an episode on Defiance that I was directing people to. Okay, so I set up the destination and this show is supposedly not going to be on Spotify. A couple other things I've heard from various other podcasters that have also applied with dead shows that they have received acceptance. So I don't know exactly what happened. I think what happened, I don't know. I'm assuming Rob will enlighten us on the feed. I think what happened is that Spotify just literally accepted the first round of podcasts and that's what it was. So, but now I know that the tap is open from Libsyn to Spotify a lot more than it used to be. So if you have not gone through the process of applying to Spotify and you host on Libsyn, there is a Google Doc, which you just fill out, and then boom, you're now in the queue for Spotify. And hopefully your podcast gets into Spotify before you pod fade.
So yeah, check that out as well. If you have submitted a podcast, maybe just check your email. Maybe there is an email in there that you've been accepted, maybe not, but definitely kind of neat to see that this happened. And congratulations, SP, to being on Spotify. At that rate, that means Better Podcasting should be on there in another 2.5 years.
Well, if one of us has submitted, did you submit? Mm-hmm. I don't remember submitting myself yet. Mm-hmm. So let's
3.5. Yeah. Next up in the download, Blueberry has acquired somebody. That's right. Blueberry, that is Blubrry, because E's are bad. Blueberry announced this past weekend that they acquired the site castfeedvalidator.com. That is CastFeedValidator.com. So that's Cast Feed Validator. And the reason why we were made aware of this was because they were proud of it and they posted it like everywhere. So these are a couple of quotes that came out through the press release that they did put out, that Blueberry did put out. It's the quote from Todd Cochran, who is the CEO of Blueberry, said, "We purchased the site to make sure it is around for the long haul, and there are no immediate plans to change the site." So that's pretty good to see. We also got a quote from Mike Dell, right, SP?
We did. And Mike said in the article, "CastFeed Validator fits into our mission perfectly in providing tools and services for Podcaster. This is a big win for podcasters and opens up new possibilities moving forward under the umbrella of Raw Voice and the Blueberry family of podcast tools and innovation." Okay. Lots of good news, good press put together by Mike Dell and Todd Cochran. Congratulations, guys, of making the acquisition as well. But maybe not everything is as it seems, right, Stephen?
Well, we don't know. At this point, we don't know why they bought that. But let's be completely honest here. Generally, you don't buy a company just because of no good reason. There's probably a reason behind it. They probably have a plan to somehow monetize this. And while I think that's great that they want to keep it around, I have to wonder what is going to happen. Are they going to put ads on it? Are they going to start aggregating the data where they can then use it to sell? Like, we don't know. What is the reason behind it? I'm looking forward to finding out what the reason is. But you can bet they have some form of reason behind that. Maybe it'll be an exclusive feature for Blueberry customers. We don't know. But that's something that remains to be seen, and I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, and as with all acquisitions these days, I always have to scratch my head and think, what kind of data can they get from this? Now, I did see Todd Cochran state that they are receiving about 1,000 pings on this site every day. That's a lot of information that gets passed back and forth through this validator. And if you're receiving that much information, odds are you're going to be able to do something with it. And since he owns it, then he can use it for whatever he wants to. That's just speculation on my part, yeah. But I think it's informed speculation because it is data that he is receiving.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. At this point, Todd's advising that nothing's going to change. So we'll see, and I'm sure one day we'll have an answer because they must have bought it for a reason. I'm sure they must have bought it for the reason and for a reason. And what is that reason? Maybe it's just because they were tired of not having E's in their name, and Cast Feed Validator has two of them.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, it's got all the vowels. I didn't notice. Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and get into the Better Pod back.
We had asked for some feedback on a previous episode of Better Podcasting on how you listen to the show, because we were generally curious of how you're consuming the show. Well, Covert Nerd on Twitter @thecovert_nerd said, "I listened to your podcast on Stitcher," and he took a screenshot of the Stitcher episode that he was now playing. So thank you very much, Covert Nerd. Also, @cybercast said, "I use Podcast Addict to download and listen while at work." And he took a screenshot of the player playing episode number 103. So thank you very much, gentlemen. We appreciate the input.
We also got a tweet from @instructor_Matt. That's Matt Gull. And he said, "Binge listening to Better Podcasting. Keep up the great work, guys." Thank you very much. Always glad to hear from a new listener. We do greatly appreciate you checking out the show. And as always, if you have any feedback, please get in touch with us. We're always happy to hear it. We had the one and only Neil Isn't Witty tweet to somebody who apparently had a bit of a problem. The long story short is they lost a recording. And Neil Isn't Witty said, "Sorry to hear, Chris, but it sometimes happens. Our podcast tech guru @StephenJohnDrew got most of us onto dual recording, brackets for me, Audacity on my Mac and Zoom H5. each host can record a local solo track and a group track. And then, of course, there was a picture of his Zoom H5 attached. So, Neil, so happy I was able to get you over to that Zoom H5. I know it took a lot of convincing, but congratulations on that.
You know what? I have posted the exact text that Neil sent us, and I posted it in the chat room. And I don't see an at Stephen John Drew in there. I see an at Stargate Pioneer in there. In either case, we both probably advised him to do it, so it really doesn't matter. And oh, by the way, the picture of the Zoom H5, do you see what's behind that? Oh, yeah. It's a Mackie Pro FX 8V2, which we also advised him to go get. So Neil isn't witty. Thank you very much for passing along that knowledge. We really appreciate passing it forward and trying to help all podcasts get better. And also, we got this tweet from some dweeb at Stargate Pioneer who said, got some new pod gear via Amazon today. And there's a little picture of him smiling, holding this box of a Samsung Q2U up. I don't know what that guy was thinking or why he's so happy. I don't understand that at all.
All I see in this picture that you can see at Stargate Pioneer on November 5th, all I see is somebody neglecting their kids. That's all that I see.
There were no kids to be neglected because there were no kids in the house right then. They all have their own vehicles and they were all gone. And one was even at school out of state. So don't blame me for that. Anyway, there were a couple of responses to get that. At Geeky Playdate tweeted and said, ooh, that's actually what they said. Ooh, so there you go. And at the Zachary Webb tweeted and said, looking forward to a review. And as I said at the top of the show, I do plan to do one eventually. I just don't know when that's going to be because I got to fit it in with everything else going along because I do have kids and it's the holiday season. So guess what? I have to spend time with my kids. At DX Ferris also tweeted us and he said, replying to at Mike Ryan, 9 out of 10 live podcasts sound like the panelists are having a hoot, but the show is unlistenable. And he tagged us on there. So hopefully at Mike Ryan has listened to some of our podcasts so he can improve his sound.
We also had Damien the DM at Damien the DM say, I know this is one of your top recommendations and it looks like it's an all-time low, and then linked to an Amazon link that took us to the Logitech C920. I gotta say that if you're looking to get into a video show, keep your eyes on the Logitech C920 right now. There is a lot of deals happening on it because the C920 is not one generation old anymore. It's kind of technically two because the C920 was replaced by the C922. And then they came out with a 4K camera as well. So it's kind of two generations old now. And I've seen a lot of sales both in US and Canada on the C920. Now, I will caution you this, that if you are using Skype for video, we have seen a variety of problems with both the C922 and the C920. They gave phenomenal quality. Hands down, they are the camera that we recommend. Best bang for the buck right now. But yeah, we have had some really odd, issues
that being Canada.
Yeah, we just can't find out what's going on, and it'll be like one week the C920 will work great and then the other the C920 will work great. So I don't know what's going on, but that is a caution. But I like the C920.
The more important note to make here is that these deals that I got on the Samsung Q2U and this deal that was coming out on the Logitech C920, it means it's holiday deal time. So make sure you keep your eyes open if you have a camelcamelcamel.com alert set up for that piece of gear that you really want. Odds are it will go underneath that sales price. And if you have the money, you can go ahead and pick it up if it's something that you still want. So I would encourage you to have those camelcamelcamel.com alerts set up for the gear that you want, because that's going to be the fastest way that you're notified. I know a lot of people out there will notify you if there's something important. We generally try to tweet it, put it on our Facebook page, retweet it if it's somebody that tags us, or repost it on Facebook. But we're not omnipotent and we don't know everything that's going on. I don't think anybody really does. So you just don't know unless you have those alerts. And then also, we did a whole podcast about deals. And one of the things was to use Slick Deals. And there's other slight sites out there, but I've found that Slick Deals is probably the primary one. So between your Camel alerts and Slick Deals, you'll probably be doing pretty good in the US and Canada, although Canada is not as represented with those. So sorry, guys. But we'll do our best to try to get you the Canadian deals when we can.
Awesome. So thanks to everybody who participated in the Better Podback this week. And if you got something to say, please get in touch with us through any of the ways that we have mentioned. And thanks to everybody who came on by live. As we mentioned in the show, we actually do record live on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That is 8 p.m. Eastern time over at www.geeks.live. We also do try to stream it out where possible to places like YouTube and Facebook, but we are always checking the chat room at www.geeks.live. So thanks to everyone who participated and came by, including Johnny Pennington, loyal listener. He sent us an email and he said, "Hey guys, don't forget, if those listeners who think they are out of the woods just because of their age, there's always grandkids that might come along. So everyone needs to listen to this episode, Johnny Pennington." And very good point, because just because you're old man Johnny, that's my go-to phrase, and now it's actually applicable here. Old man Johnny sitting on your front rocking porch recording your podcast doesn't mean that your grandkids aren't going to come along and destroy that podcast. So that is absolutely a possibility. And we also had Emily Prokop chime into our chat and said this in regards to the idea about ruining my kid's future podcast. Make sure to tell him to wipe your butt. All right, then. Sounds like a plan.
Probably will happen if you're lucky enough. And yeah, old man Steven is coming whether he wants it or not.
All right. So that is going to take us to the end of episode 105 of Better Podcasting. I'm Stephen John Drew. I'm a parent, I'm a podcaster, and I'm proud.
I'm SP. I have kids, and I'm proud of every one of them. And oh, by the way, don't forget to check out our gear channel at Gonna Geek Gear, because you're going to see a lot of great podcast stuff that will help you podcast with kids.
Bye!
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. We encourage you to check out all of the other geeky podcasts available at gunnageeknetwork.com. This has been a Gunna Geek production. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.